K, live from Studio K. That's Studio KLOI, LP FM 102.9. Sam Bernardi and Lance Britton. And hello to all our online listeners. We got quite a lot of them tonight. And hello to all our listeners here on Lopez Island, listening on the regular old radio. So I guess they're going to just break into a tune. All right. Thank you, Lance and Sam. All right. You want to say howdy to everyone? And
howdy, everyone. I'm Sam.
I'm Lance.
And we got Jeff over here working the air conditioner controls and the curtain controls, which is very helpful.
How's it going?
All right. So maybe
it's hot in here.
It is hot in here.
It ain't just the music.
I'm doing my best.
Yeah, you're doing good. So maybe you want to introduce this first tune, and if anyone wants to call in here at any time, you know, or in between songs maybe, and talk to these guys, the number down here, got a pencil, 360-468-3656. So how about introducing this first tune?
All right. We're going to do a little set of Cajun tunes on the Cajun accordion and the mandolin. This first song is a little two-step called Jean Le Monde.
Right.
Okay, now I'd like to do a little waltz called the Orphan Waltz. Merci beaucoup, merci beaucoup. Our next tune is going to be another little two-step called Bayou Pompon. Well, since I don't speak French or Cajun, I'm going to attempt to sing a little song called the Bad Luck Waltz, or in Cajun French, La Valse du Malchance.
The waltz that they played on the day you went away. This is
vos dumas assez. Merci beaucoup. I was playing that song in my booth at the Lopez Farmer's Market last Saturday, and there were a couple of women standing in the booth. And when I started to sing in French, their ears perked up, and they started talking to each other in French. And they said, oh, did you say c'est la valse du mot chancé? I said, yeah. And they're going, oh, we recognize the French. You know, I said, well, how was my pronunciation? And one of the ladies looked at me and kind of gives me the, well, it was okay, you know. I said, well, considering that I don't speak any French, he goes, well, it wasn't bad, you know. Anyway, it was kind of funny, little story there. So
cool.
We're going to switch genres now. And while we're getting the instrument set up, Sue's going to have a little something to say.
That's right. And I'll have to think real deep about what I have to say. You guys are great. I really love having this live music here in the studio. And this is kind of a little precursor to a live KLOI event next week on Friday, August 22nd, that we're doing at the center at 7 o'clock. As I understand it, you both will be playing there live together. And I think Lance is playing in with some other folks as well. And if you have something to add about that, please do.
Well, I'll have some friends of mine I've played with for many years in Seattle up for that, so we'll be playing some folk music and guitar, mandolin, duet kind of work, that kind of thing.
All right, that sounds great. So next Friday night at the Center, August 22nd, some more Lance and friends, and Sam and Lance, and Sam solo, I believe. And I just wanted to say hello to all our listeners out there. We have quite a lot of online listeners out there, so if you feel like giving us some love, you can call us down here at 360-468-3656.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
We have one listener, and her name is Aaron.
There must be tens of people out there listening to us.
Yes,
tonight.
There are tens all over the world. So, okay. Looks like you're set up for this next.
Okay, now we're going to do a little old-timey set. We're going to kick it off with a song that was allegedly written in 1880. By a guy named James Bland, but that's not substantiated. So it's in the realm of a traditional song called Walkin' Cane, or Hand Me Down My Walkin' Cane. And it was the first recording ever made of it. It was done by Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers in 1926. Yeehaw!
All right.
Okay, tune it down to C, Lance. There we go. Now, these next couple of tunes are quite nostalgic for me. I used to play these songs to my kids when they were little. And my daughter, Claire, is in Chicago right now listening online. So these are for you, Claire.
I wish my daddy had sung that one to me. What a sweet daddy you are.
Oh, well, you know. I want to compliment Lance's mandolin playing. I got to tell you, you know, he and I have only played together maybe, what, half a dozen times, and I sprung this tune list on him here tonight when he showed up. In 15 minutes, we kind of did the high-speed run-through, so he kind of get a...
Five seconds per tune.
A notion of what the songs were about, and he's just doing a great job. Now, I know he knows a lot of these tunes you know, when two musicians get together, it's always in an adjustment period to style and stuff, and I just can't ask for a better accompanist.
Well, that is so true, and I'm so glad Lance is making his full-time home here on Lopez, and I am sure there's going to be a lot of music coming out of him and a lot of music arrangements with different folks, and Sam's here a lot these days. And
it should be a good time.
Yeah. All right, so let the good times roll.
Okay, well, this next tune is another song that I used to sing to my girls, and my eldest daughter has requested that I make a CD of some of these tunes before I totally forget them as I advance into senility. But I drug this one out today. I found the lyrics on the internet because I couldn't quite remember them all, so let's hope for the best. It's called The Fox. fox went out one chilly night, and he prayed for the moon to give him a light. He had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, he had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, well, he ran till he came to a great big pen, and there were the ducks and the geese put in, saying, "One of your hairs gonna grease my chin before I leave this town." Oh,
sing
it. I'm just going to do instrumental. Do you know the word, Lance? Okay. Okay, we're going to end the banjo set with an old traditional called Old Joe Clark. And I actually looked this song up on the internet this evening, and I guess there's a plaque somewhere in Kentucky dedicated to Old Joe Clark, who was a drunk and a reprobate. And it says so on the plaque. And he ran a government licensed still. And he was a thief and a liar, and he was murdered in 1885. So, here you go.
I got to ask a question. Oh, well.
Okay.
I just wanted, I've never heard that word, a reprobate.
A reprobate? You've never heard that word?
No, I have not.
Well, I live amongst them down at the South End.
Oh, well, I live there, so I guess I'm one.
You might be.
Okay, I'll look it up online later. All right, that was great.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I'd like to dedicate this last set to my friend Jerry James, who's a fireman down in Atascadero, California. And he's on duty tonight, and as long as there's not a fire, he said he'd be streaming this show. So hopefully you heard that, Jerry. This guy makes great banjos. He's designed a collapsible banjo that the neck comes loose and you can put it in a little knapsack. It's quite an amazing thing. And I believe when he retires from the fireman business, which isn't going to be too far from now, he's going to start doing those banjos professionally. So anyway, that set was for you, Jerry.
All right. That's great. What a great innovation. All right.
Okay, well, now we're going to switch genres again, and but I'm going to let Sue do a little talking right now while we get adjusted to the next thing.
Okay, I'm going to talk away. All right, you're listening to KLOI, LP FM 102.9, and it's about
we're going to do the Viper Dragon,
9 to 10, and I think we got another 10 minutes or so. Is that about right?
Sounds good to me.
And you're listening to Sam Bernardi and Lance Britton live here in Studio K. That's Studio K. With a big K. So here we go.
Okay, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, this next tune is a Fats Waller song written in the 20s. And it's called The Viper Drag. And this is for Sean Parv, you essential hippie, you.
Was for Sean Parv.
That's right, Sean Parv. I know you're a viper.
You better be listening too.
I'm playing on the steel resonator ukulele right now, by the way, in case you're wondering what the heck that instrument is. Okay, now we're gonna do a little tune called Jug Band Music.
socks. I took off my shoes. I danced all night to the jug band blues. Oh, well, it sounds so sweet. It's hard to beat. Oh, that jug band music, it certainly was a treat to me. Well, I was out with my gal. I put my hand on her knee. She said, you can't play the jug way. You can't play with me. Well, it sounds so sweet.
Clap. I'm loving how you guys are just ripping into songs here.
We're trying to cram as many songs as we can into 45 minutes.
It's great.
The faster you play, the more notes.
That's right. That's right. The faster you play, the more notes you get per second.
Oh, yeah.
We should have a little counter. Okay. Well, this next tune is kind of an old Tin Pan Alley number called Coney Island Washboard Rondelay in the key of G.
Island washboard rondelay. She'd play it on the boardwalk every day. A little soap suds on the ground. Oh, bubbles all around. Rub-a-dub-a-dub in her little tub. Any tune she found. Oh, thimbles on her fingers made the noise. She'd play it in a ragtime for the boys. She could rag a tune right through of a brand new pair of BBTs. Coney Island washboard rondelay. Hey, that's supposed to be the kazoo part.
It's just about the top of the hour, and so I got to do the station ID thing. And that is, you are listening to KLOI LP, Lopez Island, Washington, 102.9 FM. And we're live here in Studio K listening to Sam Bernardi and Lance Britton. And you can catch them again next week on Friday, August 22nd, for the KLOI first membership drive at the center at 7 p.m. So Sam just strapped on his accordion, so we're about to get real loud now.
We're going to take it out. Is this our last tune, Sue?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
I
okay.
guess so.
Yeah, that's no problem. Okay, good. Well, I just put on the piano accordion.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy, that put the needle in
Help
the red
me.
Zone. I'll try.
I'm turning down.
I really don't know how, but I'll try. We're going to do a song called Ace in the Hole in the Key of C. Everybody, it was our pleasure to play for you tonight. Come and see us at the Saturday Market, and come and listen to us next on August 22nd on the KLOI Live Radio Show.
All right. Thank you so much. That was great. And so, all right. So I guess we're going out of here. And I've queued up some more Bayou Cadillac Sam driven accordion stuff in the Mega Seg random playlist, so I'm going to put that on in a second. But I just got to shamelessly self promote here that every Tuesday evening my show is Gleanings at 8 p.m. and I've been going to about 9:15 p.m. and there's this part two of a show, and it's kind of morphing, and this was part of the morph, so thank you for being part two of Gleanings. And next week, it sounds like I got some gypsies gathered for a Dead Air Gypsies episode. And so 8 o'clock Gleanings, 9:15 Dead Air Gypsies. So thanks a lot for listening, and catch you next time, and all that. Any closing words, anyone?
Any closing words?
Oh.
Thank you. Thanks, y'all. Thanks for listening.
All right. Okay, so here we go. the next, see you later. Thanks, everyone.